B-Pod Studios.
It is time now for our weekly visit and our final visit before the Super Bowl with Mr. Everything himself, Bob Ryan. The Bob Ryan Report is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Yes, good morning indeed.
Okay, so this is it. You've analyzed the whole thing. How are you feeling?
I feel quite good. Now, I feel really good for this two reasons. One is that the goal every team in every sport has, be playing your best at the most important time. Certainly, we can say the Patriots have played two excellent games. Arguably, their two best games of the year. Number two, and I really like this, is that this is a very odd circumstance. Everyone's available. There's no injury, I won't say excuse, but no injury issue. You know, I'm sure the people are banged up. You know, that's not the issue. Everyone is hurting to a degree, but they're available. And this is not normal. So I feel good that this team, when playing well, when I have all its pieces functioning, it's a terrific team. And it took a long time for it to gel this year. We all know that. But they have. So I feel really good.
Is it a disappointment if they don't win? I mean, more than, you know, just being at regular disappointed?
But I don't think there'll be a universal agreement on that topic. If they don't win, then they'll have five wins and four losses in these nine Super Bowls. That will bother some people. Just getting to the Super Bowl is we should never, ever, ever take for granted. Let me just remind people of this. I'll just answer that question this way. I expect it to be a very close game, a one-possession game. They have been in eight previous Super Bowls in this Brady Belichick era. They could be 0-8. They could be 8-0. They are 5-3, which is probably what they have earned. I'll be a little disappointed because what I just told you. I think this team is ready to win.
Bob, is there one thing about the LA Rams that scares you more than something else?
Yes, it's the possibility that what has not happened the last 2 weeks, namely that people put a finger on Brady, with Aaron Donald, who was no myth. He's a great, great all-time player and a defensive player, and Ndamukong Suh, who did not have a good regular season and is now playing up to his reputation.
Yeah.
The thing, if you think about the two Giants losses, the overriding memory was of the pass rush up the middle. And Brady is very good at sensing what's coming from the side, and he knows how to maneuver in the pocket very, very well, but there's not much anybody can do when they're coming at you from the middle. And that offensive line has the biggest pressure in this game, in my opinion, is to deal with those two guys.
Okay, one possession game. Just a little side note on when we're all watching the game, and there seem to be two schools of thought on this. I'd like to get your thoughts on how do you like Tony Romo?
I love him. I love the enthusiasm. I love the insight. I just like him. He has you feeling that you're sitting with him at the bar. And you're watching the game.
Yep.
And that's
why
great
I like him.
that's a great gift. I really don't understand why anybody wouldn't enjoy Tony Romo.
Okay, now could we shift gears just a little bit? Because we got to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just need to talk Celtics real quick because there's the crazy rumors about Kyrie going to rejoin with LeBron, and then you throw in the Anthony Davis stuff. What do you think is going to happen? What's going on?
Well, two different things there, obviously. The Kyrie thing, I believe if you were to go back and research your Bob Ryan report archives, we would find at least one or two discussions about Kyrie Irving, starting with Flat Earth and everything else. And I believe I told you, don't just try to shut your ears when his lips are moving, okay? He talks incessantly. He contradicts himself. He means well. He loves. I like the fact that he talks. You know, as a writer, he likes. But I just try to just ignore it and just watch him play now. And I'll probably don't worry about 2019, 2020. Don't worry about 2021, 2022, or 2027, 2028. Enjoy him while we have him. I mean, that's all. I don't know. I truly don't know if he even knows what he really wants.
Okay, there you go.
It'd be nice to have Anthony Davis, though, wouldn't it?
Well, Anthony Davis is a transcendent player, and. I thought the Adam Himmelsbach's piece in the Globe yesterday, you know, explaining that don't kid yourself, the Celtics have had him on their radar screen for a long time, and they're doing all their due diligence, and they're going to try very hard.
We shall see to make that happen.
I'm not saying it's going to come to fruition, but they are going to do their best to try to make that happen.
Excellent.
Okay, as we move, we'll talk to you next week, of course. following Super Bowl 53 as we head into Super Bowl 53.
As we prepare for the parade, right? Or maybe in the after.
Put the goat on a boat here. So, hey, listen, what's the deal? Mr. Everything going to be watching the game from the confines of the Ryan Hossie
End? No, not the Ryan. No, we have a rotating group of friends that we host, take turns hosting games each week, and we'll be at, I will be in a journey community with good friends as we get together to watch the game. So it's always a communal effort. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. The definition of a loser is someone who watches the Super Bowl alone.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Wow.
You got any shameless plugs?
The Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom tomorrow morning will be aired. You'll be ready to go for the fresh one. And there you go. And then I'll be on Around the Horn, but I don't have my schedule yet next week. It'll be early in the week.
Okay. You take good care of yourself. We'll talk to you next week and have the post-game analysis.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There you go. Mr. Everything.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.